Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, it's time for Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to our friends at Waipapa Taumataro, the University of Auckland. This morning we're joined by Dr. Samuela Ofanoa. Morena.
Morena, thank you for having me.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming up. We're excited to talk about your mahi and your research. You're a research fellow in the Pacific Health Department, and you're looking at sort of quite a like niche topic at the moment, particularly about gout, but also sort of looking at the influence of social media in this realm and how people find information about it. Is that right?
Yes. So basically this project started from a larger Pacific co-design research where our communities identified that gout was a major issue within their communities. Mm-hmm. And from there, they highlighted that education, there was still a gap around education and understanding around gout. So from there, we were like, okay, we can do a content analysis and see how gout is being communicated within different platforms. So for this project, there was looking at how gout is, the kind of content for gout, how that is portrayed on social media such as TikTok.
What did you find on TikTok? Because I know it's a bit of a sketchy place for information at the best of times.
Yeah, we found a lot of different things, but when we analysed and looked at the different videos, what we saw was that in terms of gout content, when they promoted risk factors around these videos, the main risk factors that were coming out was diet and how to treat some of your gout symptoms or how to treat gout was diet as well. Like you need to stop eating this, you need to eat more of this. So again, when we look at it in this sense, it can be quite, you can see gout as a disease that's sort of like a personal choice. It's framed as a personal choice and it becomes seen as like self-inflicted and it can cause some stigma around that. So so that was one of some of the misleading information that we were seeing around TikTok as well.
Yeah, because sometimes that sort of information that makes it, places it on sort of personal responsibility can bring about a lot of whakamā for people and prevent people from seeking care,
yeah,
eh?
Definitely. So yeah, that's another thing as well where based on this, they're not able to seek that proper care around. And when we saw some of the treatments that was being promoted in some of these videos, there was a lack of appropriate treatments such as urate lowering therapy, which manages your uric acid in your body.
What do we know about the ways in which gout can affect Pacific people and sort of the risks there?
Yeah, so Pacific gout amongst Pacific people in Aotearoa New Zealand experience the highest burden of gout. In terms of the stats, there's about 14% in Aotearoa New Zealand compared to 4% within non-Māori, non-Pacific. And then we have Māori within that with 8%. And what, in terms of the research and what we know today is that the main contributing factors is kidney impairment, genetics, and change in weight as well, and your diet only contributes a small amount to this. And when we think in terms of our communities, in terms of Pacific, we were wayfinders, we were navigators, and traditionally we used to voyage across the seas, and we're more likely to hold things in our bodies to be able to protect us against health issues such as malaria. And again, today and nowadays, we're not doing this today. So again, yeah, so this can sort of increase the risk of getting gout today.
Wow, fascinating. And like when you place it in that context of like, you know, historical reasons why certain people are prone to different things, it sort of makes it seem, it makes you realize how unreasonable it is to place a sort of element of like personal responsibility on things.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot that's out of people's control, eh? I guess a lot of people, you know, people talk about Dr. Google a lot and sort of looking to social media for ways to get more information. Is there any way in which things like TikTok can be helpful, or is it just sort of like a bad idea to head that way for health advice?
No, definitely. In today's age, with increasing technology, devices, we're more likely to get access to a lot of information. And from a public health perspective, this is a good thing where we can disseminate information quite widely and more rapidly. But then this can be problematic as well, where anyone can jump on and start presenting on and talking about different things. So I think it's just being able to navigate these different types of information safely and being able to identify looking at types of videos that are owned by profiles that are health organizations that deliver information that's been clinically that's guided by clinical guidelines or research over time as well.
It's interesting as well because a lot of that health information won't be kind of personalized, like everyone's got their own personal thing, and it's interesting hearing those historical factors behind gout. And I don't necessarily think, someone on TikTok could fully understand that, maybe.
Or even just, creators who are mostly based over in, the States or elsewhere in the world that don't understand the specifics of Pacific peoples and their health needs, eh?
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of what we're recommending in terms of our research is looking at health professionals and health organisations and being able to utilise this platform more widely and presenting it in a way that's more engaging for our communities and being able to counteract some of these misleading and misinformation that's out there around not just gout, but other health issues as well.
Fascinating stuff. So what's the next steps for your research?
So this was part of one aspect of our research. Mm-hmm. So we're currently doing a larger project, which has just our funding for HRC has and Arthritis New Zealand has completed, where our communities approached our research team and identified gout amongst another health issue, which was rheumatic fever, but gout as a priority health issue within their families and communities. And they led the research, they co-designed health educational intervention resources, framing it from a Pacific perspective, making it more engaging, simplifying it. And then now that we've co-created this, we celebrated some of their achievements at the end of last year. And currently, right now, we're disseminating this information and some of these resources to our communities. And we have these resources published on Healthify, so check them out. We're just going to healthcare clinics. We're going to health events in the weekend as well and just presenting some of these, disseminating some of these resources.
So cool that this mahi is going back into the communities that need it, eh?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the cool things about my job is that coming out of my PhD, I'm able to work with our communities and where they're leading this and we're working with them, not for them, and they're leading key aspects of the research, which is awesome.
So cool. Thank you so much for making the time for a kōrero with us. So cool to learn a little bit about your research and best of luck with everything else going forward.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.